The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Oh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as our flagship Phoenix station, KWSS 106.7 FM. Today, it's the living masters and teachers of the law of attraction. World-renowned speaker, professional coach, best-selling author of You Were Born Rich, and perhaps the most famous featured speaker of The Secret, Bob Proctor. Tend Roses founder Kim Harmon and Bob Proctor Matrix brand expert, creator of Conscious Branding, Your Identity is Your Destiny, Laylee McKinley. Today, we're going to teach you to harness the power of your mind and body, and of course, your soul, to create the life, the love, and the dreams you desire. And now, featured in the blockbuster hit, The Secret, Bob Proctor. Welcome,
Bob. Hello there, Michelle. How are you?
I'm incredible. Thank you so much. Talk about the timing and The Secret and all the things I've created to get to this point today to have you here. It's such an honor.
My pleasure.
You have affected the lives of literally millions, Bob. For over 40 years, you've been teaching people how to harness the potential of their mind. And you do this through your books, your seminars, and your personal coaching. But what brought you to this path?
Well, I got into Think and Grow Rich, and it really had an impact on my life. I had been losing. I was going in the wrong direction. I was picking up speed. And no formal education, no business experience, and it was almost like my life turned around on a dime. I started earning a lot of money. I started to have a lot of fun. I was building a business. It operated in Canada, the United States, and England. And it was all so easy. And in my mind, what was happening shouldn't have been happening. I've been raised to believe that if you're going to earn a lot of money, you've got to be really smart. I didn't think I was very smart. I was earning a lot of money. I was raised, if you don't go to school, you are never going to get a good job, and you'd certainly never be able to have your own business. Well, I had my own business, and I was doing really well, so I thought, that's not true, because I hadn't really gone to school. I'd only gone to high school for a couple of months. So I wanted to know, what's actually happening to me, and I started to study. And I've just never stopped. And I have found that most of our beliefs are pretty ridiculous. They have no foundation, and which is the probable reason most people are struggling all the way through their life. We have bought into the idea that school is educating us, and school is not educating us. School is giving us lots of information, and they encourage us to record it in our mind, and we do, and we can repeat it. But that's not an education. And you'll see people walking the street with degrees coming out the end of the business card, and they don't know how to win. And so, you know, I just found this really fascinating, and I started to study it. And then I put together, and I decided I'd start to teach it. And that's what I've been doing now for 43 years. I've been studying it, actually, for 50 this year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so much of our beliefs, Bob, about money or education really came before we could even form our own belief. Doesn't that come from the values or core values or opinions and thoughts of our parents, and it's somehow stuck in our subconscious?
Well, it comes at the moment of conception, really, because it's genetic. It's built right into the genes. It's our DNA. It's our belief system. And if we would sit down and say, why do I believe that? I believe that. Why do I believe that? You know, I believe that she can do better than me, or he can do better than me, or they're better than us, and I believe that they're capable of doing this, and I'm not. Why do we believe this? And if we start studying it, we're not going to find an answer. Because most of our beliefs are founded on nonsense. But they're so deeply sunk in our subconscious mind, and they control our life. And until we change the belief system, nothing's going to happen.
Now, I had the opportunity to visit The Secret again last night. I hadn't seen it in a couple years. And it reminded me of so many wonderful, simple things that you teach to help people change that. And one of the things is, if we look around at where we are right now, to not be attached to that, to understand that was who we were in our past, but we can very quickly decide to change that and make a conscious decision to move in a different direction.
You know, what you've just said is probably one of the most important things a person could ever learn. But very few people learn it, and they don't teach us in school. You know, everything outside is who we were in the past. All of our present results have absolutely nothing to do with where we're going unless we let them. Now, of course, we've been programmed to let them, and so we've got to change that.
Well, we just jumped in here because I assume that most people have to have heard of Bob Proctor, and I'm sure they've seen The Secret. And I do think it's truly divinely driven how we are here today, because I can tell you the events of the past 6 months of my life. Sometimes I get confused as how I could have possibly attracted certain things or what I'm putting out there to do that. But clearly today, I am a clean slate from today moving forward. And so to start with the natural laws of the universe, which I love because they affect everybody. It doesn't matter your age, where you live on the planet, your religious beliefs, what color your skin is. The laws of the universe and the natural laws, that of gravity, affect everyone. But one of the things you stress, Bob, is that pretty much the number one law is the law of attraction. And you know, again, you don't have to believe in it. It exists. This is science and spirituality.
Well, you know, The Secret really promoted the law of attraction. And a lot of people laughed at it. A lot of people understand it. A lot of people don't understand it, but they believe it. And energy attracts like energy. If we start with that premise, energy attracts like energy, and it repels energy that it's not in harmony with. Like, you're not going to get water to mix with butter, but you will get water to mix with water. Well, our mass, our body, is a molecular structure. It's a mass of energy and a very high speed of vibration. Our brain is an electronic switching station. We're not a brain. We have a brain. And we have a body. We're not our body. But through our thinking, we can activate brain cells and alter the vibration of the body. Now, when we talk about vibration, that's recorded in senses and feelings. When a person says, I feel bad, well, what they're really saying is, I'm in a negative vibration. Now, what they've got to understand is they put themselves in it. They'd like to point their finger at somebody else. He did it or she did it, but they're doing it themselves. They're doing it by virtue of the way they think. Well, our body is a mass of energy and a high speed of vibration, and the mind is controlling the vibration, and we have the ability to choose. But most people don't really understand that. They say that, but their behavior would indicate they haven't really understood it. And so the vibration we're in is going to dictate what we attract. Now, the secret left everybody with the idea you attract what you want. You don't attract what you want at all. You attract what you are. James Allen wrote that in 1903. He said, we are the sum total of our thoughts. It's the thoughts that we impress upon our subconscious mind that controls our vibration. And it's our vibration that's going to dictate what we attract. So if we're thinking negative thoughts, I don't care why you're thinking of them. You can blame him. You can blame her. Blame it. You're going to attract. You're going to move into a negative vibration. You're going to feel bad. And you're going to attract more of that energy. When we're thinking good thoughts and we're focusing on something pleasant, something lovable, you're moving into a good vibration and you're going to attract more of that energy. So the real secret of life is love a little more, hate a little less. Focus on the good, harvest the good, and reject the rest. You don't have to pay any attention. You have a choice. You don't have to pay attention to what's wrong. You can focus on what's right. And when you do that, you're going to start to attract a lot of right things to you.
You give some wonderful examples, Bob, of, you know, don't set a goal for getting out of debt. But I think a lot of people are still under the belief system that they have to have a roadmap to get from where they are to where they want to be. You talk about focusing on prosperity versus focusing on the lack. And I think they believe they're doing the responsible thing by making a plan, but they don't know how to make that leap of faith of where they are to where they want to be, and understanding that the law of attraction will bring to them that and who they need to be, or what they need to connect with, and it will be an instant shift.
Well, that is very true, but that's also a very big idea. See, if a person has a plan on how they're going to get to where they're going, they're probably not going to go very far. Either that or they're going sideways. It's a repeat performance. If you're going after what you want, and you seriously want it, you will not know how you're going to get there. The way will be shown. So you sit down and you do make a plan, and you go as far as you can see. That's what Carlyle said, go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you'll see how to go further. But, you know, you're not going to know how to get to your goal if you're going after what you want. Like, Ed Hillary didn't know how to get to the top of Mount Everest. He had to keep changing his plan. It's like Napoleon Hill said, you don't change your goal, you change your plan. And if you go as far as you can see, when you get there, you will see how to go further. So there has to be a respectable amount of faith. And it should be faith based on understanding. You want to understand that you're a creative being and we live in a creative universe. And there are laws. The whole universe operates by a law. You talked about the law of gravity. That's a law of the world. But there's laws of the universe. And they're much greater. I mean, the law of gravity is both good and bad. It keeps us connected to the earth. That means we're not floating off into space. But if you walk off a building, then it's not such a good law because you're going to go down pretty damn fast.
True.
You know, so these are laws of the world, and most of us are raised with some understanding of that. But the laws of the universe, we're not so well versed on. But it is an orderly universe, and if we would begin to study and gain an understanding of how everything operates, we would probably come out an awful lot better off at the end of each year.
Awesome.
Probably at the end of each day.
Well, you talk about, we're going to talk about that on the other side. We're going to take a very quick break. But if we start each day with our own goal setting and focus on an end result, the plan will begin to lay itself out before us almost effortlessly. So you're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. We're visiting with law of attraction expert Bob Proctor.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you know what a brat is? No, we're not talking about that kind of brat. Brat stands for British Regimental Attached Traveler. It was adopted by American culture after World War II, when American military began long-term assignments at U.S. military installations worldwide. Learn about the brat culture, the lost tribe,
by tuning in to BratCon Radio with host Dennis Campbell and associate producer and co-host Jerry Glass. There are almost 8 million living brats. Hear from them and from guests who studied or examined them.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5. 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5, your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to 6 Degrees with Michelle Corr on Voice America and KWSS 106.7. We're visiting with Bob Proctor, featured blockbuster hit The Secret Expert. Bob has transformed the lives of millions through his book, You Were Born Rich, as well as his seminars, courses, and personal coaching. And today we're going to transform yours. Now, Bob, you have read so many books. In fact, I've had the honor of being to your house and being in your library. Yet there's one book particularly that you said really can make probably the biggest impact on someone's life. What is that?
Well, the one that made the biggest impact on my life was Think and Grow Rich. It's been around for a long time, since around 1934, 35, something like that. And it's what it really is, it's the composite of the thinking of 500 of the world's most successful people over a particular period of time. And so, you know, Hill found there was a golden thread running through their life, and he studied these people for his entire life. And then he wrote the book. He wrote, actually, The Laws of Achievement, and out of it came Think and Grow Rich. And that's the one that I've studied. That was the first book I read, and I've read thousands since then, but that was the one that really got me started.
I love that it is, I have the opportunity, actually inspired by you, to get the book, and I bought the hardcover so that I'll never wear it out, because you read from yours almost every day still some incredible passages, but there's so many different incredible examples of people that have achieved success through applying these principles. And what I've noticed is sometimes we're conditioned to, if something feels too easy, we question it. You know, we have a fear of success. And what I've noticed is, just by letting things go, things will effortlessly fall into place, whatever you need to get you from where you are to envisioning that final end goal of where you'd like to be. And one time in my life, I actually even manifested Michael Beckwith. So I was really busy, and I was I had a wedding to go to of a friend of mine in Hawaii. I can't remember what else was going on, but I had about 4 people in my life say, "Oh, have you seen The Secret? Have you seen The Secret?" And of course I'd seen it, but it had been a few years since I'd watched it. Well, I had no time to watch the movie prior to going on my trip, and I go to Kona, and if you've ever, you know, Ben, you have to get a really, really early flight just to get back to the mainland. And it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and we arrive at the Kona airport and there's no one there. And I step off the curb and I turn around and my friend that I'm with said, I think that's your friend over there. And I look over there and it's Michael Beckwith. So I thought, I don't know what other signs I could possibly need to say that I have to watch The Secret. And I'd met him a few times because my friend brings him to Arizona. So again, sometimes if you really pay attention, well, I think all the time if you pay attention to what or whom is showing up in your life. And Bob, that's one thing that has really confused me because I've had a lot of negative things show up on occasion, a few backstabbings and other things. And I very much want to be responsible for what I'm doing, but I can't imagine why or how I created that and what the lesson was. So how do we, you teach, you know, being more aware, consciously aware of the subconscious versus the conscious mind. How can we do that in our everyday life?
Well, I think what you want to do is pay attention to your results and realize whatever's going on. You have attracted it. It's been attracted into your life. It's not an accident. And if you look at something and you say, well, it's really bad, well, then it's really good because everything is both. The law of polarity decrees that you have both to have anything. Like you couldn't be in the inside of a room if there wasn't an outside to it. There's no up without down or hot without cold. Now the truth is, everything just is. It is neither good nor bad. We make it what it is. Now if you could visualize a line maybe 1 foot long and right in the center you put a vertical line, you're dealing with a horizontal line about a foot long. And right in the center you put a little horizontal line. So you've got about 6 inches to the left and 6 inches to the right. Now let's say everything to the left will consider that negative, everything to the right will consider that positive. Well, everything is equal and opposite. If you go 1 inch to the left and you mentally work your way around the other side, it's 1 inch to the right. So if it's only a little bad, when you work your way around the other side, it's only a little good. If you go halfway, maybe 3 inches to the left, well then you go 3 inches to the right. If it's fairly bad, it's fairly good. And if it's terrible, it's great. But that's actually the way it is. You can't have a long way to the top of a building and a short way down.
Right.
If it's a long way up, it's a long way down. If something's really bad, when you mentally work your way around the other side of it, it's really good. Well, we attract all these things into our life. They're learning experience. Now, if we're going to focus on the bad, we're going to beat ourselves up and everybody else. And if we're blaming, then we'll point our finger and we'll blame and we'll stick with that because we seem to get satisfaction out of it. But it's not doing us any good. And so why not say, God, this is so bad. There's got to be a great lesson in this. Like I wrote a book that's been translated into many languages, the Born Rich book. But I wrote that. I wrote the whole thing by hand. On paper, big sheets of paper. And I had the whole thing in a folder. It was a huge folder. Paper swells, you know, after a while. And this took a long time, but I would write every morning, every morning, every morning, and then I would take it with me. Well, I just finished it. It was finished. I'd written the last word. I didn't have my name on it, phone number, nothing. And I left it in the back of a cab. I couldn't tell you the color of the cab, the name of the cab. I knew nothing about the cab. The book was gone. And my wife said, how come that's not really bothering you? And I said, well, it's so bad, it's got to be good. I said, the book mustn't have been any good.
So anytime we're in a position of what we perceive, and often Israel, great pain or adversity, we know that on the other side of that is equally as great as reward.
Absolutely, if you look for it. But you've got to look for it. You may never know why something happened, but everything happens by law. Nothing happens. There's no accidents. We say accident, but if you've got an orderly universe, there's no accident. Voltaire said we invented the word accident, luck, miracle, to express the known effects of unknown causes. When we can't see what caused it, we say, well, it was an accident. It was luck. Everything happens by law. And that doesn't mean you're always going to figure out why it happened. But if you look for the good in it, you're going to find it. And it's the worst things that happen are the ones that strengthen you the most. If you look back in your life to where you've been betrayed or, you know, you've been hurt, and you got through it, you come out of it a lot stronger than when you went into it.
And it feels really great to be on the other side of it.
It, well, sure, and you're here to grow. That's what you're here for.
Now, Bobby, talk about you wrote your book by hand. Another thing I've heard you speak to is that actually when you are writing your goals out, it is important to do it physically by hand, not on your computer, because that helps commit to memory more. Is that correct?
Well, it's not just that it commits to memory more. When you write, writing causes thinking, and thinking creates an image. The image stirs the emotion, and the emotion causes the action. See, that writing out by hand, there's a physical action involved in it, and it creates a picture in your mind. So if a person were to write out an affirmation every day, I'll give anybody that's listening a real good exercise. Get James Allen's little book, As a Man Thinketh.
I've got it.
Well, the last chapter is on serenity. Starts out, calmness of mind is one of the most beautiful jewels of wisdom. It's the result of long and patient effort in self-control. Well, if a person would write out that chapter, there's only four short pages. They're not big pages. They're little pages. It's a little book. If a person would write that out every day for maybe 30 or 60 days, they would change their entire life because they become very calm and very much in control of themselves. Now, if a person's down, they'll say, I'm going to do that. But they'll do it depending upon the amount of discipline they bring into their life. Because we say we're going to do something, and then, you know, something outside happens, and we're not in control at all. It's controlling us. So that's a lack of discipline. We've got to create discipline in our life. And when we do, our life starts to change. Discipline is when we give ourselves a command and follow it. Now, it's easy to say, I'm going to do this. But then a day later, well, I was going to do it, but I decided I wasn't. I decided not to. That's an indication there's a lack of discipline in that person's life.
Well, discipline is truly the changing factor. My friend always talks about the four frogs sitting on a log and three of them decide to jump off. And most people answer that question, how many frogs are left on the log, and say one.
Four
and he'll
frogs.
Say four, making the decision without any action and without the discipline to actually do it is different. And we're going to take another quick break. And we're, on the other side, we'll talk about writing and the other action plans that you help so many, of course, Matrix attendees and your followers do. But the role of gratitude that plays and making that thank you list. So
hey.
We'll take a quick break and we'll be back. We're visiting with Bob Proctor of The Secret and author of You Were Born Rich.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Support for 6 Degrees has been provided by Background Music Productions, specializing in custom music jingles and voiceovers, brand recognition, media imagery, and business advertising. Background Music Productions offers a variety of licensed custom music for use with multimedia projects. For more information, 602-790-0632 or on the web at backgroundmusicproductions.com.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Hey, did you know Voice America has partnered with the KidStar Network to expand their reach through Voice America Kids? Voice America Kids will feature talk radio for kids by kids, along with special event programming and live broadcasts. Each program is conveniently archived for on-demand listening at any time. Please check our archives for the latest events and happenings on VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Corr, 60 Degrees. If you have a question or a comment for our special guest, you can call us at 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And we are visiting with Bob Proctor of The Secret. Of course, this is a global broadcast, but for all of you who love to buy local, Life Success Strategies Productions, Bob's company, is headquartered right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Right before the break, Bob, we were talking about, I know one of the things I love about walking away from The Matrix, and we get to introduce that here, live breaking news, is getting a copy of your book, of course, as well as the book and CD to The Secret. But one of my favorite things is the little card you give me to keep with me every day about writing down my goals. And that starts with, I am so happy and grateful for dot, dot, dot. Can you tell everyone the power that that really has working with your conscious and your subconscious mind?
Well, you know, I could say all kinds of things, and a person won't experience it until they try it. It is so simple, and it's so misunderstood, and so very few people do it. But if a person would sit down every morning and write out 10 things they're grateful for, just 10 things they're grateful for, you would find, now they may write the same things down, they may not get 10 down, they may only go to 4 or 6 or 7. If they did that every day, and you might write the same things for a first few days, but you get into the habit, it starts to flow. You will get connected to something inside of you that will change the direction of your life forever. Now, we put that on a goal card because we want the person to dictate where they're going to go, and they write it in the present tense, I am so happy and grateful now that. And they write their goal down where they're going to go. And the second they decide on it, they've got it intellectually. The second they get emotionally involved in it, they've got emotionally. So then it's only a period of time until it manifests in their life. It has to, because that's one of the laws of the universe.
I think if you have trouble writing out 10 small things that you're grateful for, it's because there's probably so many things in our lives we actually take for granted. I know sometimes for me, when I'm in the midst of what feels like everything in the world on my shoulders, and I run to Whole Foods and I'm at the checkout line and I think, oh, I could be bagging groceries. And not that there's nothing wrong with that, but I have to stop and think, I'm very grateful I don't commute to work every day. I'm very grateful that I work for myself, even though being a solopreneur is extremely stressful. I mean, I think even walking and talking and being healthy and breathing or blinking without dry eyes, there's so many things we can be grateful for that are little, that when you start writing, you'll notice that that list is probably a lot longer. You shouldn't have any problem getting 10 items down.
Well, the moment a person starts doing it, their life starts to shift because they start to bring their attention on what they are really grateful for. Like, I work from my home. Now, when I'm not working at home. I am working somewhere in the world. I fly to work. But I've been working out my backyard for the last 2 weeks. We've had wonderful weather. I've got a beautiful big table there with an enormous umbrella over it. And we've got a bird feeder and the squirrels, and I mean, and there's all kinds of trees. Well, it's fun just watching them. I take a break from work and I watch them. They entertain me. I'm just grateful for the environment that I'm living in.
I think I'll put that on my list. I'll work from Bob's home because I love your house too. So every day, and I'd like to invite my Facebook friends, which is growing and growing and growing. I don't even have room for you people, but anyone who'd like to do this with me through next week's show, and then of course we'll do this every week, but for the next 7 days, write down your 10 things to be grateful for. And then you also give us our goal sheet, Bob. And if I recall right, it's stating what you're grateful for and what you know, I'm grateful that I've attracted $20,000 this month or whatever that is. And it's also important to give it a timeline. Is that correct? So in addition to our...
Yeah, you give it a timeline, but what you're doing is you're guessing at the length of time it takes for anything to manifest in your life. When you're dealing with ideas, ideas grow by the same law as plants grow by. That's where if a person's never studied, they have a difficult time grasping that. But a plant is energy. So is an idea energy. An idea will change the vibration you're in. No one has ever learned what the gestation period is for an idea. At one time, we didn't know what the gestation period was for plants. But we know that all seeds have an incubation or a gestation period. So although we don't know what it is for an idea, we guess at it. And I think Northcote Parkinson put it very well. He said, work expands to fill the time allotted for it. You give yourself a long time to do something, it'll probably take you a long time to do something.
So when we set that goal, I remember one of the things in The Secret was that should we set it so big that if we achieve it, we'll know it was because of this process? Or can someone set a goal too big that on some level they don't really believe it and that's what will block them? I mean, if you only brought in $200 this month and your goal is $20,000 in the next 30 days, how do we balance between setting what seems to be an unrealistic goal and just living on faith in the law of attraction and that we will achieve that?
Well, first of all, there's no such thing as an unrealistic goal. There's only goals that would be unrealistic to a particular individual, where you go beyond their level of understanding. But if we gain an understanding of how our mind works, gain an understanding of the laws of the universe, then we're going to set the goal right. It's not that you set it so big you couldn't reach it. It's that you set it for something you want. Not something you think you can get, but something you seriously want. Because you're not going to get emotionally involved with what you think. You'll get emotionally involved with what you want. And getting emotionally involved is vital. I mean, that is the whole deal.
So it's as simple as 1, 2, 3 then. Ask, believe, and then receive. So everybody's homework, all my listeners' homework for the next 7 days, because you're going to report on this next week, is to make your gratitude list every day when you wake up of a minimal of 10 things and to write out your goal. And can you tell us how to frame that again, Bob? It's, I am so happy and grateful for blank, and then I will have received this by X date.
Well, I'm so happy and grateful now that, and you describe it in the present tense. You've already got what you want. Think of it this way for a moment. You've got three levels that you're working with. You have intellectually, you have emotionally, and you have physically. When you decide on something, you've already got it intellectually. And because you have it, you can share it. You share it through words, gestures, and writing. You can share the ideas in your conscious mind with me because you've got them. You couldn't give them to me if you didn't have them, but if you can give them to me, that means you've got it. So the second you decide on it, you've got it intellectually. The second you get emotionally involved in it, you can share it on an emotional level with me. That's through feelings. The only thing you're not able to do is enjoy it or share it on the physical level until you get it. And that takes a period of time. But if you think like you've got it, you feel like you've got it, and you give it everything you've got, it will move into form. That's how everything's being created. Earl Nightingale put it very well. He said, this great dream, this surging, dynamic thing, invisible to all the world except to the person who holds it, is responsible for every great advance of man. That's why we're able to carry on conversation, and it's being blasted out to the world.
Yes, it is. And how exciting is that, that we are carrying on a conversation from Minnesota, Toronto, Maui, and Phoenix. We're going to be back on the other side, and we're going to talk about breaking news. We are the first to get to announce the actual dates of the upcoming Bob Proctor Matrix. We'll be visiting with Troy Klein, a former attendee of the Matrix, as well as Layli McKinley, a brand expert at Bob Proctor's Matrix. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Mac Newton on fear.
Four frogs are sitting on a log. Three frogs decide to jump off. How many frogs are left? If you said one, you're wrong. The correct answer is four. Deciding to jump and jumping are two entirely different things. It takes courage to jump. You have to overcome your fears in order to jump. The greatest threat to success in human life is fear. Fear is the cause of more unhappiness and unfulfillment than almost anything else. It is a treacherous enemy that can paralyze you, steal your peace of mind, steal your dreams, and enslave you. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "We are afraid of truth, afraid of fortune, afraid of death, and afraid of each other." Fear is the primary cause of all negative emotions and certainly the main culprit behind most problems in human relationships.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5. 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5, your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Welcome back to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. If you tuned in, well, you're a little late, but that's okay. We'll have the entire show podcast and available for you on Facebook, iTunes, and Voice America Archive. So you can find me on Facebook. I don't have any friends left, but Michelle, Facebook at Michelle Kors. We are now visiting, we're actually going to be visiting with three incredible people, thanks to Bob Proctor and his Matrix. Bob, you've done so many incredible books and seminars and personal coaching, but now you've introduced a new medium, the Matrix. Tell us about that.
Well, the Matrix, the word itself comes from a birthplace. It's where people either give birth to an idea or bring an idea in and then expand on it. It was an idea I had where we've been seminars where we've had 2 days, 3 days, and I thought, gosh, if we had a week with people, and then I thought if we brought in some of the experts we work with, because we work with some pretty incredible people, yourself included, and I thought if we worked with them for 4 days, just work on their mind, get them to work on their mind, get them to expand their mind, build a picture of what they really want and how they're going to get it, and then work with them on that and get people to share the idea where they brainstorm and mastermind and work together. And then take a couple of days and let them work with the people we work with, because we have all kinds of experts that we consult with us, you know, to help us do what we do. I mean, we work all over the world and We didn't get there because we were smartest people in town. We had a lot of help. And so the program is generally, you know, taught over 6 days, where we go through some really magnificent ideas, stretch people's minds, get them to look at themselves and their world differently. And then we have a group of experts that will get up and give a short overview on what they do and how they work with us. And then the people can make appointments to sit down with them and maybe get them to help them. They do joint ventures. They help them in their business. And so it's an environment where people can really grow and make something happen. It's an entrepreneurial environment, the likes of which most people have never been in before. It's phenomenal.
Well, one of my favorite statements that you say that sticks with me when I describe the Matrix to somebody in a sentence is one of the tools they learn is that the reason you're making $50,000 or $100,000 a year is because you don't know or believe that you can make that a month. And it truly is an incubator being at the Matrix. And my very first one, as you may have realized, my show is called 6 Degrees because it's a very small world. And all my guests are people that I've either personally worked with or I have met and come in contact with through other trusted strategic partners or friends. So everybody that appears on my show, I believe in who they are and what they do. A girlfriend of mine, Angie Krause, also one of the experts, at the Matrix, had invited me to be introduced to Bob and Gina, and I landed the opportunity to be a Matrix expert in the areas of radio and media, and I have been so honored to have that opportunity. And whenever I'm in that environment, I never want to leave it because it's truly like plugging into pure energy. And through your environment, Bob, I have made some incredible friendships, some strategic partners, and have the most unbelievable mentors in my life. And I know I'm one of millions of people's lives you change, but I am working on two huge events because of the friendships and partnerships I've built at the Matrix. And we're going to hear from Laylee McKinley, who's on the line with us, broadcasting in her bikini as usual from the beach in Maui. But Laylee is your brand expert. She is the creator of Conscious Branding. Your identity is your destiny. Laylee?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to be able to talk about the Matrix and what I have seen that do for people. You know, I have seen people come in with one perspective and their lives completely change. And by the end of the week, they have new businesses. They have opened up to ideas about ways to change their relationships and you know, find more love in their life. They have completely seen that their world, it was about the paradigms and the perceptions that they had built. And Bob is such a fantastic teacher to really help people get beyond where they were. And, you know, if you're feeling stuck or limited or, you know, you want that change but you have no idea how to get it, that's what the Matrix accomplishes for you. That's what it does. There's no reason that if you want that kind of quantum change in your life, that you wouldn't be there for that week.
Well, I think, Lila, the real deal behind it all is that the people that are a part of it have all made quantum leaps themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the president and CEO of our company was a very successful banking lawyer. And for 20 years, and got involved in this work, and she ended up becoming the president and CEO of our company. And her world has changed dramatically. She brought all the experience she had from the banking and the years in law practice and brought it into this. And she just came back from a trip to China where she was presenting a big idea to a billionaire chairman of a board. And they were just blown away with what she was presenting to them. That wouldn't have happened without the kind of material that comes out of Matrix. Joakim from Sweden, I had a note from him the other day. He'd gone back from Matrix and built himself a multi-million-dollar business. And he'll probably be here in September. So, I mean, the people that are involved are people that are doing what we're teaching. So this isn't textbook stuff that you get in school. This is the real deal.
Who are likely candidates for the Matrix, Bob? Because as Laylee said, I mean, I've noticed people make tremendous changes in their lives, in their business, in their passions, in their dreams, in their relationships. I mean, you don't fix one aspect of your life or business and not have it spill over into everything. So they walk away renewed.
I really believe anyone that wants to improve the quality of their life and make a definite change, they're a candidate for Matrix. See, most people go through their life wanting to make a change, and they never do it. And they treat life like it's a practice run. I always say they tiptoe through life, hoping they make it safely to death. We get them to stop and really evaluate what they're doing, and then step out and make the changes that are required to live the way they really want to live. So anyone that really wants to make it happen, they're a candidate.
We have Troy Klein also with us on the line, who I think can speak exactly to that. Troy is the partner in a company called Sonetso, Social Media Sovereignty, teaching people how to really maximize their social media and not have to hire outside companies, but give them the tools. Troy, you came to the Matrix with your own goal.
Yes, I did. And I'm actually was in the Bob Proctor coaching program, which led me to the Matrix, which it was just an incredible electric atmosphere up there that, like Bob says, it birthed an idea, and I just ran with it, with the help of some of his social media experts like Laylee. So it was an incredible, incredible week.
Because you're transitioning from, you know, having new passions, and you're moving out of the mortgage industry and wanting to really get involved with newer technology and helping people and being, you know, more on the forefront, hands on.
Yes, that's correct. And it's been actually being at the Matrix. It was an absolute enjoyable time realizing all the ideas coming at me to be able to narrowly focus down what I wanted to do. And it really helped with that.
And we're going to be hearing from you later in the show, too, because you're going to be back with Laylee McKinley, because we're going to talk about you being the ruler and what you discovered about your brand archetype and how that transitions into the new exciting things you are doing. If anyone would like information on the Matrix, again, we are the first to get to announce here that is September 11th through the 16th in Toronto. And if you want more information on that, you can contact Mark Lowe at 800-576-6416. That's 800-576-6416. Mark Lowe. I'll also make sure we post that to Facebook. And you can visit bobproctor.com as well as Bob Proctor Matrix with two X's, bobproctormatrix.com for more information. But I know that I'll be there, and I can't wait to see, of course, Laylee and Troy if you're visiting for round two, as well as Joachim. Again, I've met so many incredible people that are not only my business partners, but my true friends now in this world. And I love that through radio, we can be connected to everyone. I've even had Asma, who has an incredible project that she did, the Success Diary, call in from the UK. Bob, is there any last advice or thoughts you have for my listeners? We are going to report our success homework back to you in 10 days and then probably in the next 30.
I think probably if I could leave them with one thing, just make a decision. If you've got a feeling you'd like to do this, just step out and do it. You know, people are afraid, well, what if it doesn't work and it's cost me a lot of money and a lot of time? Listen, you're going to spend the time and you're going to spend the money anyway. What if it does work? You can change the course of your life. You can multiply your income. You can literally turn your annual income to a monthly income. So make a decision. Just decide and say, this is what I'm going to do. And quit listening to other people that are telling you why things won't work. Stay away from them. Don't pay any attention to them. They've probably never made anything work in their entire life, so they're convinced things won't work. Get with the people like you're going to meet in Matrix that know how to make it work, and they'll help you.
Thank you so much, Bob. What an honor it is to be a part of The Matrix and to have you here on my show. I hope you'll be back closer to promote The Matrix again, closer to the event.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Michelle. And thank you, Troy and Laylee.
Thanks, Troy and Laylee. I will talk to you guys at the bottom of the hour. But actually, if you'd like, stay with us. We're going to be visiting with Kim Harmon of Tend Roses, another one of Laylee's amazing clients, and mine. We'll be back on the other side. Don't touch that dial.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Sitting drunk on a wagon to Mexico. Hey, what a champ, man. My head got a bomb. Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kor, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kor.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Today, as promised, we are visiting with the living masters and teachers of the law of attraction. Now we'll visit with Kim Harmon of Tend Roses, as well as shortly we'll be joined by Bob Proctor, Matrix brand expert, creator of conscious living. Your identity is your destiny. Laylee McKinley. Together, they are teaching you how to harness the power of your mind, body, and soul to create the love, the life, and the dreams you desire. So, if you love The Law of Attraction and the movie The Secret, have you tried to incorporate its teachings and been frustrated with your results? Kim Harmon of Tend Roses takes the concept of Law of Attraction to an entirely new level, applying actionable principles to create lasting change. I'm your host, Michelle Kor. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Kim, welcome to 6 Degrees.
Michelle, I'm excited to be here.
Well, I am so excited to have you, and it's so incredible, truly, when you're working and living in the Law of Attraction and applying the principles from The Secret, because that's actually how you're here today, as well as Laylee McKinley, and we were just visiting with Bob Proctor. I don't know if it gets any more Law of Attraction than that.
Well, it really doesn't. You know, and who doesn't love Bob? I just, Bob came in my path over about 8 years ago, and I just feel like he's a special gift to the world. I really do, because he's drastically impacted my life. I've read, the books he mentioned. I do want to put a plug in. If you really want to get to know Bob, I love the book Inspired, written by his family and
Linda,
people. I've read it about 3 times. It's just amazing. He's truly, like I said, a gift to the world. And me being here today, like you said, all of us, I never would have even thought to write this down. So when he talked about, the faith part of it, it's an action. You can't know what's on your plan, but you still write it down, and then you change the plan. You don't change your goal. Well, that's exactly what this has done. I've learned that faith is an action, and it brings me to moments like this. Every next thing I need has been there on my journey. So it is. It's pretty. I'm just so excited. I've taken voracious notes while he was talking. It's just really incredible. You never quit learning. So Anyway.
Now tell me about 10 Roses, because you've really taken the law of attraction and made it work for you. I mean, you're a testimonial to your own product. And 10 Roses is really a blueprint for taking action and getting results to implement the law of attraction. Because one thing that I see, and I think we can all identify with, whether it's New Year's Eve and we've decided these are the things we're going to create and we're hell-bent to do it, we make our list and we make our plan, somehow we get off track. We watch the movie The Secret, and the next day we're going to do this, that, and the other. You hear Bob today on the show and say, tomorrow wake up and write down 10 things you're grateful for and make your goal list. Why is it we can't stick to that plan?
Well, and I think he mentioned it's that word discipline, and keeping it in front of us often enough till we make that paradigm shift, till we create those new habits. You know, I have to go back to, you know, you asked why I'm here and where I was. One of the things that it just, again, and he, as he was talking, we were talking about the bad things, you know, that we consider bad things. Well, you know, sometimes we get stuck in negative places, and that's where I was in the past. I'm not going to go over my full story. People can read that on our website, but I had some broken down thinking, and I was in what I call a victim mode living. I gave my personal power for happiness up to my husband and other people and circumstances and the market and all of those things, and I crashed and burned. And, you know, there's another step in that. Yes, things will get as good as they were bad, but not until you do what I call own it. You absolutely have to come to that place of owning it and having that defining moment where you say, this can't be all there is. This is unacceptable to me anymore. And I think the people you see that stay in that forever and ever and ever, they just never come to that. But the minute you come to that and you go, there has to be something else, what can I do to change? Then all of a sudden things start to appear, because the universe will not force you out of that. So that's what I did. I had that defining moment and came to that point where I said, this is unacceptable. I don't want to live the next 25 years like the last. And so that was, I'm really grateful that I had that desire, like he said, desire, and then I had faith, and then I started, and things like Bob's books and other people came in, and then what became my frustration is I loved that. I love, you know, law of attraction. I knew all those concepts just resonated with me, but then the frustration came in that, how do I bring it all in and make it work for me on a daily basis? And so in a nutshell, that's what 10 Roses is, was one of the, I call it a talent or a gift, I guess, is my persistence and the tenacity to keep at it until I found a formula or a way to put those concepts into a working formula. And so that really is what 10 Roses is.
So you find that most people don't change until the pain of changing is less than the pain of staying the same. We don't necessarily move towards pleasure, but we move away from pain.
Well, and I think it's just, I don't know, it's a vicious trap, because some people need to stay there because they're afraid of success. They're afraid of getting out and doing something else. So fear is a huge thing. So, but it still has to come from within. And what I've just been amazed is that the very minute there's that, even that little glimmer of wanting something different, the universe rewards that. It really does. God rewards that and sends it. And that's what happened for me. And then if you take it and build on it and embrace it, you continue to get more. And pretty soon, the confidence starts to build. And but you have to be willing to stop and take a look, and then have the guts and the desire. Even if you don't know where to go or who to have help you, you have to have faith that it will be there. So
you are a testimonial to the 10 Roses process, because you've put a unique system in place that combines one-on-one intense training. And I know that for me, if I have an accountability partner, I mean, if I have to meet somebody at the gym, I'll go. If I have to go on my own, good luck.
Right.
You know, and so I think that's the difference that you make, Kim, is that through 10 Roses, people can take these actionable items that they do that apply the discipline, and they make the decision that they want to change, but then they have the opportunity to work with you directly to keep them on track. And they will, in a very short period of time, notice huge changes. You applied this in your own life, and without getting too deep into your story, but can you give us one real clear example of where you were and where you are now?
Well, where I was, like I said before, I had that defining moment, is I had poor health. I would, you know, had suffered from depression. I was in that victim thing. If my husband would just do this and this, then our marriage would be perfect. And my defining moment came when I owned it and realized that, oh, gee, if I want that relationship, then I guess there's two people in this marriage. Both of us have to be working for it. But what I found is, as I read and studied and found the different concepts, I liked them, and this is where I think the transition has to come for people. They have to build a foundation of new habits and new ways of thinking. So every time in that early process of realizing that I needed to do my part, I would find myself going to that old default place. And then I go, nope, stop. That's not what I want. This is what I want. And so I would force myself to, you know, like Bob said, focus on what it is you do want and work towards that. And so changing that habit was huge for me. And those are some of the habits and the ways that the 10 Roses system and my one-on-one coaching will help people, is that we're going to build that foundation of new habits and new ways of, you know, thinking and responding, and set you up to then move forward and really put law of attraction to work and start, you know, realizing your results and having those manifest. Because until you change those habits and establish those new behaviors and create that new paradigm, you're going to constantly be stuck by going to that old default. So we're trying to create those new default places. So
wonderful.
Hope that answered your question.
Absolutely. It sure did. We're visiting with 10 Roses founder Kim Harmon, and very shortly we'll also be hearing, I believe, from conscious branding expert, Your Identity is Your Destiny, Laylee McKinley, because of Laylee, I connected to Kim, and because of me, Kim is connected to Bob. So It's a very small world, and this truly is law of attraction. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Support for 6 Degrees has been provided by Background Music Productions, specializing in custom music jingles and voiceovers, brand recognition, media imagery, and business advertising. Background Music Productions offers a variety of licensed custom music for use with multimedia projects. For more information, 602-790-0632 or on the web at backgroundmusicproductions.com.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Light that you shine can't be seen.
Baby,
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. We're visiting with Kim Harmon, founder of Ten Roses, and soon to be Layla McKinley of Conscious Branding. I don't know that you'll be kissed by a rose, but you will get to meet Kim Harmon. She is going to be joining us for our two upcoming events, Brand Central Station and Brand, the New Business You, under the title of Branding, Landing, and Launching. And she'll be sharing her personal story about how she got here today. I'm very fortunate to have met Kim. Or she attracted me, I should say, through the law of attraction, as well as utilizing her 10 roses system to not only take the law of attraction and put it into an actual system that she could help others achieve the incredible results she's achieved in her life, but also help bring her message to the world. So it's a little bit two-part. Kim, tell me... what your packaging, first of all, is beautiful. I can't imagine one other thing I would need from the kit. But what is involved in the 10 Roses kit?
Well, it really incorporates all of the different concepts that you learn when you study the law of attraction. Bob spoke a little bit about writing down. There's just a magic about writing that down. So we do so many things. We identify, you know, what it is you want. And that's in our journal. The journal is an identification tool. The guidebook just covers briefly those concepts. It's really a distillation of all the thousands of hours I've read and study and into one nice little quick, you know, people are on a time crunch, or they think they are until they realize they can manifest all they want. But
so it's like Cliff Notes.
Yeah. And so it's quick notes in a way that they get the bare essence of it. And then our journal allows them to identify what it is they want. What do they have that's good now? You know, the happy things they've done and their passions, and kind of helps pull out of them their mission. And then our daily notebook is really our crux of our whole program, because that is where our success blueprint worksheet is. And it's just, once you fill that out and we go through in those 6 weeks, streamlining it to, you know, each individual, each rose they're working on or want they have goes into one of those worksheets, and then they study that each day. And it helps them not forget all the things, like Bob said, you know, writing the things down and what you're grateful for, and your affirmations are pulled in there. So it's just a really incredible thing that helps people be disciplined and helps them remember and helps it keep it there as their focus until their wants and their goals manifest and they get the results that they want.
And they also have to be prepared for how quickly they might actually attract that too. So, I mean, the person that needs the 10 Roses program is someone that can look at their life right now and evaluate where they are in life, in love, in finance, in abundance, right, in health, and if there's anything missing in your life right now. And I think another important message that you talk about, Kim, and that is in The Secret also, is to not attach an energy to that of where you are right now. Whatever's not in your life right now, mm-hmm, is something that happened in the past. And so today, moving forward, you can create a new reality. Do you find that one of the biggest problems that the 10 Roses program solves is that you help people identify their current reality as well as their true passions? Because I noticed there's a lot of people, and I'm not the expert that you are, that there's something they don't want, but if you ask them what it is they do want, they actually can't describe that either. So them being able to clearly identify what they don't want gives more power to what they don't want than them saying, but I want this.
Right. Well, and we grow whatever we focus on, you know, and so it does help them do that and then stay focused. And like I say, if they're following the system like it's set out, then it reinforces the new habits they're going to make, and they go into that default place less and less and less. And that's the beauty of it, because that's when exciting things really start to happen, is when those habits become automatic. And that is our goal with Tend Roses. You know, our goal with Tend Roses is to set people free to stay in that energy, you know, to empower them to move forward in their life kind of on their own. It's a blueprint that they can come back to over and over again with each new thing once they've created that foundation.
And I love this, and this is where we're bringing Laylee in. But so here's Kim. You have this life, and you look around, and you wake up, and you go, I don't want to create this anymore. You make a decision and have the discipline to change your life, and because you're able to do it, it inspires you to want to help others to do it. So you create the Tend Roses program. And then how did you attract or meet Laylee? Because what you've done for yourself is what Tend Roses helps others do, is also tap into their life purpose and mission. And yeah, that's what Laylee does in her work and her conscious branding. It's identifying that business owner, entrepreneurs, authors, core values and the gifts, the God-given and universal gifts they bring to this world, and helping them bring that out there.
Well, it's like, where do I start? Because, you know, once you've been in that bad place, I get really emotional about it, but once you've been there and you recover from that and you're living a miracle life, the life of your dreams, you're achieving, your health is back, I'm so passionate to share that with others, because every day they stay in that bad place is one day too many. And so, you know, did I set out 5 years ago to go, okay, I'm going to create this business and it's going to be called Tend Roses? No. But my passion to help others has driven me for the last 3 years to create this. Well, you know, the content was easy. The skills were easy and all of that part. Now, the business part of creating a business, I don't have a business degree. And so truly where I am and the people I've attracted in to help me with my graphics person and all of the different things, they literally have been law of attraction. And Laylee was another gift for me. And she came via Bob, because I still get Bob's inspiration of the day, and that's where I was introduced to Laylee. I was busy. I wasn't looking at all of those, but I just felt impressed to open that one and look at it. And voila, there she was. And it's just been the joy of my life. And it's been an incredible trip the last 4 months to work with her, because she is exactly, well, she's more than what I even knew I needed. And that's what law of attraction does. It usually surprises and amazes you and gives you more than you even would have dreamed of. So I hope that answered too. But it's just amazing to see, you know, if we could peek behind the scene and see everything that was being orchestrated for us, fear would fade, doubt would fly away, and we would realize the dream that we do have and the goal that we have is very small compared to what we could have. So, and that's where I feel like I'm at, because Laylee led me to you, who led me to Dina, who's, you know, I'm so excited to come down and meet you all in 2 weeks.
Laylee, would you like to comment? You used your trademark marketing methodology, conscious branding, your identity is your destiny, to sell your first company for over $50 million. And everything Kim has done and is talking about, she has drawn to her, including you.
Yes. I think the biggest obstacle for Kim at the point at which we met, you know, as she says, the content was easy, but translating that into, you know, what the value is for her customer was something that she was struggling with. And it also was a struggle, I think, between her having come so far on her own personal journey and understanding where that, had value for her and putting that into words, but then also understanding that that is different from the company and the company's mission, and sort of separate those two things in the company's journey. So to give you an example, you know, Kim's story is really one of self-healing and self-transformation. And when we start to understand that we are facilitators of our own healing. So even when you are working with a doctor or someone else who's trying to help you heal, all they can really do is give you an idea of what the problem is and how to solve it, but the healing is really up to you. And what Kim did in her own journey really is the journey of the magician. It's really where we see ourselves, we're self-wounded, and it's up to us to take care of ourselves, to love ourselves, and to bring ourselves to a new state of awareness where we have healed ourselves. But that journey is one that is extremely personal and very individual. And to put that into a system is actually where the ruler archetype comes in. And so getting Kim to see herself and her own coaching and the things that she can do coming from a place of the magician and that healing and self-transformation, but that the system she created is by her ruler archetype for other rulers. Because rulers truly understand that in order to bring something to the masses, they have to put it into a system or a structure that can be accessed by the masses. That's what leading in a place of, from a ruler place is. I mean, when you look at a Donald Trump or a Sam Walton, what they've done is they've gotten an idea about how to help people on a global level, and they create systems and structures and put that in place to do that. So Kim's company is all about creating that structure. You know, you see that vine growing in your garden. You can even see the roses, but they need a trellis. And she's created the trellis. It's the superstructure behind it, which everybody needs to lean on in order to grow and be beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you, Layla. And we're going to be back. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back and we're going to talk about the ruler archetypes. And it's interesting, Kim, because you attracted Layla by being a part of Bob's emails. I attracted Layla. You know, you attracted me and looking at your path and your blueprint and your goals. And I think one of the most important things to stress and the work that you do at Tend Roses for your clients is that helping them create a vision of what they want. Yes, having a plan, but not necessarily knowing, because I know that when we spoke 2 months ago, you had no idea what was probably any of this would unfold the way it has, and that you'd be joining us in Phoenix at the end of the month for an event. You'll be doing radio, TV, you know. And again, it's about getting yourself in that place so that you're ready. So for anyone who really wants to look at their lives and be open and responsible for what you've perhaps created, but are now ready to make huge change, and change is a process and it takes discipline, but it can also be a quantum leap. So it can be something. You don't have to burn your finger on the stove for 21 days for it to be a habit. So it could be the same thing about you just decide to, quote, change your mind, select a new dream, a new vision, a new reality, and Kim and her Tend Roses process will help you get there even faster and stay on track. And in 30 days from now, you'll be looking at the brand new you. So we are going to be back with Kim Harmon, founder of Tend Roses, Layla McKinley of Conscious Branding, and I believe Troy will be joining us. I love having crossover guests. So if you'd like to visit Tend Roses directly, please visit their brand new beautiful site, tendroses.com. That's tendroses.com. And if you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, no problem. It'll be archived on Voice America and iTunes and my own personal podcast.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5. 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5, your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Get your weekly wake-up call for the oblivious. Tune in every week for Rant and Rave Radio with your hosts, Nathan Jetstream Jet and Mike Hardcore Elmore. Nothing is off our table.
In fact, there's more on it than we care to talk about.
It's a common sense perspective on the people and happenings going on around us every single day. Leave it to Mike and Nathan to educate you on politics and society. Tune in to Rant and Rave Radio every Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? So paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just
welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. As promised, today we've been visiting with the living masters and teachers of the law of attraction. Our next guest, Laylee McKinley, is the founder of Conscious Branding, Your Identity is Your Destiny. Laylee is also Bob Proctor's Matrix brand expert and 6 Degrees Media strategic partner, mentor, and dear friend. Laylee used her trademark marketing methodology to sell her first company for $50 million. Today's topic, you rule. Okay, well, no, actually, it's the ruler archetype, but close enough. And we're visiting with all my crossover guests. We have Troy Klein visiting with us. He is a partner to Sonetso, Social Media Sovereignty, a new product, a new company that he's working with, as well as Tend Roses founder Kim Harmon. Both, well, I don't know about Troy, but I know Kim, like myself, is a magician archetype, as well as a ruler. And where our personal archetypes and our business archetypes crossover are very similar. So, Laylee, thank you so much for being here. And, of course, joining us earlier with Bob Proctor.
Yeah, well, he's a great, you know, he's such a special guest to follow. And Bob, by the way, is a magician, too. So you're in good company.
Woohoo! Yes, and many of the people that, you know, Bob's favorite book, Napoleon Hill, or one of his favorite books, but also a magician, and Earl Nightingale. So I'm so happy to be lumped together with them.
Yeah, it's great company.
And that we got to be the very first to announce the very, very, very long-awaited Matrix, Bob Proctor Matrix, September 11th through the 16th.
Yeah, I'm excited to go again. It's going to be fantastic.
So I had the opportunity, one thing I didn't get to tell Bob is that because of the matrix, I should say, most people that are coming, they have a vision in mind of what they want to create or where they're at and where they want to go, but it also opens up new paradigms and opportunity to them. So there's a lot of people that are coming that end up completely changing everything they were going to do, and they kind of start over from scratch. And being the media expert and media strategist of the Matrix, when most people come to me, they're actually not ready for me yet. And 2 years ago, almost, I wasn't sure I was going to make The Matrix. They changed the date from, I think it was supposed to be in March to May, and I really wasn't sure I could go. And they had an incredible woman working with them at the time, Susan Brady, and Susan's like, you have to go, you have to go, you have to go, you have to go. And I kept thinking, well, I don't really know if I can go, and people usually aren't ready for me. And fortunately, I make great relationships, and people will call me months or years after The Matrix and say, oh, I think I need radio now, or I need media strategy. And so I trusted Susan and thought, fine, okay, I'm going to The Matrix, and my intention is always just to give back and be of service. But when I got there and I met Lely, I was like, oh, I'm not here to help everybody else at The Matrix. The Matrix is here to help me. And that's when I got introduced to you, Lely, and it's changed my life personally. And going through my own personal development, because I am the brand, I had to learn who I was and what my unique positioning was in the world, and to better communicate that to the public. And that is your gift that you bring to the world.
Well, thank you. And now you can clearly communicate that you create celebrity status and strategic connection.
Yes, and Kim will back me up on that.
Amen.
And Troy.
Yes.
Well, I think the biggest struggle for people is really being able to clearly define what the value is that they bring to the world and how that translates into their business so that someone else is willing to pay them for it. And, you know, the difficulty really for a lot of us is understanding and being able to speak our own story from a position of making it a brand. I mean, most of us can kind of go through our story, you know, and we might highlight certain bits this time, or next time we run into somebody and they ask us what we do, we sort of kind of explain it in a different way. And getting that consistent and really understanding what the touch points are so that someone else is going to go, wow, I'm really interested in the value of your business, in what you have in terms of a product or service that you offer. Because at that point, they're making a decision the whole time they're listening to you. So getting that story down into something that touches our collective unconscious so it's understood immediately is something that is really crucial to your success. And in having worked with Kim and in having worked with Troy, you know, one of the things that I have been, you know, working with them on is getting their ruler story positioned. You know, in Troy's case, he is the ruler. He is a ruler archetype. In Kim's case, her business is the ruler archetype. And so for both of them to be able to touch on what sovereignty means and what it means to create a structure and a community around their leadership so that other people can tap what it is they have to offer, the system that they've created that brings them so much value because it makes someone else's life easier. It facilitates change and growth and success. That is tapping that ruler story so that someone else within a heartbeat can go, aha, I got it. I understand what you're bringing to me. I understand the value, and absolutely I'm willing to pay you for it.
I love it because that I've learned so much myself because my business, I am both, correct, the magician and the ruler, and then creating celebrity status is more magician, and creating strategic connections is more my ruler. And so often there's a disconnect when someone's core values and who their personal archetype and their business don't show up the same. Is that correct? Or, I mean, how can you, some people have what you refer to as a soulless company where what they're trying to do isn't showing up on the other end?
Well, they're interconnected because as we are entrepreneurs, who we are personally in our own personal brand and what are, you know, what the influential archetypes for us, of course they spill over. But a lot of times what happens is we're driven subconsciously to create a company around that, but we miss because the you know, in Kim's case, she could have been in danger of missing because she kept maybe trying to turn that company into a magician company, because that's, you know, she wanted to help people transform, instead of understanding that the system that she created was actually an offshoot into a different story. And so Kim got it very quickly, and that was beautiful. But if she had kept trying to say to people, oh, this is about transformation instead of about a system, she would have confused people, because they wouldn't have been able to see where the value is. They would have heard transformation, but they would have looked at her product and said, that doesn't match up, because it's really about the system. It's about the daily practice. It's about the structure. And in the case of Troy, you know, Troy's new company, Synetso, is really about, again, it's about creating a system that helps you move into community. And, you know, for Troy, he's lucky because he is a ruler and he's creating a ruler company, so it's very easy for him to transition. But you're right, a lot of times people, there can be a disconnect, they get confused, and they know unconsciously that there's something that they're not saying, or that there's something that they're doing that's driving people away because it's confusing them. People are not going to give you their money if they're confused, ladies and gentlemen. So if, you know, if there's something that you're doing that's confusing people, you need to address that immediately.
Yeah, so for a lot of us, perhaps in the past, we'd been in our own way. You've helped me put a system in place, too, so that I can more clearly articulate to people. You don't start on the radio or doing any kind of launch programs, including social media, without having a clearly defined brand, and then clearly utilizing brand translation of the on and offline communication of your brand prior to getting here. And it's helped me articulate that more and say, this is the system you need in place, versus also being that poof magician, here's how we make it happen. We're going to come back on the other side. We're visiting more with Layla McKinley, the creator of Conscious Branding and Your Identity is Your Destiny, as well as Troy Klein, founder, co-founder, partner of Synetso, and of course, Kim Harmon, founder of Tend Roses. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And set your calendar to the 28th and 29th of this month, where you will get to meet them all.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5. 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5, your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and 7th Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Mike, remind me to edit that.
All aboard!
See?
get your ticket. Here, don't you miss it. Everybody's got to stand in line to be sure that you will be right on time. Everybody, all aboard. Everybody, all aboard.
Well, I can tell you exactly how to catch that party train. You can register for our two branding, landing, and launching events. Brand Central Station is July 28th. That's a Thursday. And then July 29th, the brand new you. That is a Friday, which will go into the quarterly happy hour. Both events are free. The happy hour is $10. You can register at brandhis.eventbrite.com. That's brandhis.eventbrite.com, as well as brandhers.eventbrite.com. And you will see both myself and Laylee McKinley and Kim Harmon will be joining us, and hopefully Troy Klein too, for both our events. So you do want to RSVP. There are only 200 spaces available, and there's probably only about half of that right now. So we are visiting with Laylee McKinley, the creator of Conscious Branding, Your Identity is Your Destiny. And today we're talking about the ruler archetype. And we've got Kim Harmon of Tend Roses and Troy Klein of Sunetso. Both, well, Kim, her business is the ruler, and Troy, both his personal brand archetype and business is the ruler. And Laylee, you're going to talk about how you've helped them, or they've put systems in place to communicate that to their consumer.
Yes. Well, both Kim and Troy have now developed systems that have value for their clients. For Kim, it's on the side of, obviously, you know, a personal transformation, but it's done through a daily process. And for Troy, he now is helping entrepreneurs have a system in place that takes care of their social media so that the messages that they're putting out are consistent and tried and true and authentic. And for each of them, once we discuss what the ruler embodied for their companies, it became clear to them that that system was the thing that had the value, that was the place where they could say, look, if you engage this system, you are going to change your business or your life on a particular level. So, you know, I think speaking to each of them about what that was like, you know, maybe the aha moment where they went, okay, I've got a system and this is where the value is, you know, that's where, you know, maybe they can give some input right now.
Kim, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, Laylee was probably one of the single greatest turning points for my business because, like you said, up until that time, I'd been trying to kind of do it myself and trying this and trying that, and I just kind of felt like I was just out there in all directions. And my single biggest thing Laylee helped me realize, and I kind of knew it because of the things we had tried, is that Tend Roses wasn't for everybody. Because I save the world. That's what, you know, my passion is to help everybody. But what she helped me realize is not everybody wants it or is ready for Tend Roses. And so what it did when we finally, I got that, we were able to laser focus, pull everything in. And so now there's no more wondering and wandering around. It's just makes what I do have with the system of Tend Roses more powerful, and the delivery of it for the people that will really get the greatest results. So that was amazing for me, just totally amazing.
I had that same.
To move forward, you know, having that in place now, because I feel like we are moving forward.
I had that same transformation, Kim, because I think everybody needs radio and a solid brand, and they need to get that message out to the world. So if you've got a good product or service, but much that I've learned from Laylee, too, is no, I only need to help conscious, motivated entrepreneurs that, number one, I really like who they are and what they're creating in the world, much like your Tend Roses program. And Troy?
Well, she brought a lot of clarity to what I'm able to do now. And from bringing that clarity, I'm able to focus on what's most important to me and what I find the most enjoyment, and then I can bring it to the people that want to work with me and that I want to surround myself with.
It's the true path to profit, because once we stop trying to achieve results for people who either don't want them or are not never going to embrace what we are as, you know, as a company or what the brand is or what the value is, you stop spinning your wheels. You stop wasting time and money on potential that is never going to bear fruit. And I think that's, you know, one of the biggest things about understanding how, you know, when, you know, for Kim in her case, you know, getting her to understand that she had developed a ruler system for rulers meant she could start moving that brand and speaking to those people specifically, and that's who she was going to attract. And the same is true for Troy, in the sense that, you know, it's people who need to dominate their market. It's people who have to be in control of their marketing who are going to use a system for him, from him. And those, again, that's a ruler archetype. And so, you know, you need to market using ruler speak. But the biggest problem that I see for people, you know, over and over again, is that they look at the at their market as an ocean instead of a pond. You know, they see this is for everybody, and it's not. It never is. I mean, you know, even if you tried to bottle water, there is somebody out there who is not going to buy your bottled water. You know, it's, you know, even though we think, well, everybody needs water.
But if you're planning to bottle water, make sure Lely does your branding so we know what makes you unique, different, meaningful, and honest from all the other people bottling water.
Yeah. So, you know, it's you know, I talk about branding in terms of a well. You know, wells are narrow and deep, and all the money is at the bottom. You know, your brand should be narrow and deep. That's where all the money is.
And you're such an example of that. I mean, and I'm a part of this, but Lely, you really enjoy helping authors brand. But
yes,
you brand everyone.
I brand everybody, but, you know, I love helping people who write.
Well, thank you all. I can't believe the hour's up again. Today's show went way too fast. Thank you so much, Kim Harmon, and thank you, Lely, and thank you, Troy.
Thank
we will
you
see
too.
Everybody at our two events at the end of the month, and we will see you in 7. We are out of time.
You've been listening to Michelle Kor 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.